Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BelisioFoods.com/careers.
The Jackson County Fair Board, in conjunction with Total Media, proudly present Neil McCoy. Saturday, July 15th at the Jackson County Fair. VIP track access seats now available for only $30, which includes admission to the fair. Get tickets now at JacksonCOOHFair.com or at the Total Media Studios in Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. Oh, I'll take great pleasure in that. That's fine. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV. Of course, Jennifer here to start off your morning with a very, very special guest who has a very fun and exciting event to talk about that's happening tonight, right?
Yes.
Very, very good. Well, could you introduce yourself? Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Brian Jolly with Endless Rejuvenation Center in Jackson. We are a Medi Spa, or some people might say an aesthetics, medical aesthetics clinic in downtown Jackson.
Yes. Very, very cool. And fun fact, I think Brian and I, in our younger years, a couple years ago, did some 4-H stuff together.
Yes. Was involved in 4-H.
A couple of years ago.
Just a few.
He probably knew me when I was the horse queen. Mm-hmm. Just saying. I get that a lot here. I was the horse queen. That's my only claim to fame that I have ever had, ever in my entire life.
Our glory days.
Yes. Yeah. Back in 19, what was it, James? 90? Yeah, something like that. So anyway, no, welcome. And so it's so nice to have Brian here today. And we're going to talk about Endless Rejuvenation and then an event you guys have going on tonight. But first off, you know, how did Endless Rejuvenation, come to be here in downtown Jackson?
So Endless Rejuvenation, I'm going to have to give all the credit to my wife. It was her idea. She's always been more interested in the aesthetics world. So she started going to events and drug me off to a what we call BTL, which is a company named BTL event. Yeah, I think it was in Nashville.
Yes.
And I started learning about some of the technology that's out there now for body sculpting and muscle building. And I was just blown away by what it could do. I'm a skeptic when it comes to that. I think, well, if you want to get in shape, you need to lift weights, you need to run, you need to eat right.
Correct.
But now there's new technology out there that can help you along that path. It's not a replacement for working out, but it's definitely something that can help you and give you better results for your workouts. So.
You know, and there's so much to it, and we're going to kind of delve into that world in a few. But you know, listen, you know, way back when there weren't a lot of options for folks when you just got old and wrinkly, you got old and wrinkly, and here we are. Now, you as a man, I'm just going to say, y'all just get more handsome and distinguished looking. We women just get old and wrinkly. I don't know why that is. It just is.
We all fight it.
But no, there's something to it. But never fear, because there are people now that can help you.
Yes, we are the only, maybe not the only, we have the most technology anywhere close. We are bringing things that you would not find in a small town to a small town. So the technology we have, the devices we have right now, you can't find anywhere. Columbus, Cincinnati, Huntington, you know, these type of places.
Okay.
You don't have to drive. You want your fillers and Botox, you don't have to schedule in Columbus to go get them anymore. You can come to us in Jackson. Some of our devices, we have lasers. We have a new device. It's brand new technology. It's the only device in there's two devices in Ohio. We have the second device in Ohio.
Oh.
It is a new non-invasive facelift. It is muscle stimulation, so it uses high-fem magnetic energy to stimulate facial muscles and lifts lifts and puts things back into place where they used to be.
Okay.
So really amazing technology. We do some packages with radio frequency microneedling, and we have a hydrofacial machine that we put in there, and lasers that help resurface, work on wrinkles and skin rejuvenation. So we can do some individuals with those technologies, or we can package those together. So we have a lot of really, really cool stuff.
It sounds like it. Mm-hmm. So you have an event tonight, mm-hmm. and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We're calling it the BTL event. BTL is the company that makes a few of our pieces of equipment. The big one that a lot of people are coming to see us is called the M-Sculpt Neo. The M-Sculpt Neo is really fascinating. This is what really got me interested.
Okay.
It uses radio frequency and high FEM technology. The radio frequency actually damages the fat cells in your body. Most people are using it on their abdomen. We can do flanks, love handle areas. We can do inner thighs, outer thighs. We can even build muscle in arms. So all the gym bros out there, come on in. We can put some size and definition on your biceps and triceps.
That's like mind-blowing stuff.
So the radio frequency, what it does is it overheats the fat cell. So it uses radio frequency, it damages the fat cell. Your body then takes over and eliminates that damaged fat cell from your body. You'll see final results about 12 weeks after. It takes your body time to get rid of it. The high FEM technology, a lot of people say, oh, is it like a TENS unit? Well, not really. It's not like a TENS unit. It actually contracts the muscle. So we've had people, as they're laying there and the applicators on their belly, it contracts their abdomen so much that their legs are lifting up off the table. It just pulls everything. A lot of people are telling us that, you know, it's eliminating or helping with their back pain because it's strengthening their core muscles so much. I had a guy in there recently that told me, he said, I've been here 3 or 4 weeks now. And he said, the one thing I'm realizing is I can get up out of bed without grabbing hold of the nightstand. He said, I'm just sitting right up in bed because his stomach and core are so much stronger. He's jumping right up out of bed every morning without needing help. So we thought that was pretty interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
We've had some great results from Jackson folks. I've seen some before and afters of some of the ladies here in town that are just phenomenal. Just after 4 to 6 sessions on the M-Sculpt Neo. So it's damaging that fat, getting rid of the fat, strengthening the muscles, tightening everything up. Big change in appearance on a lot of people.
Okay, very good. I mean, all of the things that you've mentioned so far, I'm sold on. Do you ever have someone come in and just be like, do it all?
Yeah, it's
all of it.
I think someone's made the comment, it's somewhat the abdomen sessions are kind of like a gateway drug. So we have people come in for abs. Then after they're done with that, they do the flanks. Then, oh, you know, I've been working on let's work on my outer thighs. So we've had quite a few of those.
Yeah. So you start with one and then you continue on. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good. So you are having the event tonight. Mm-hmm. And what, is everyone invited? Is it a paid event?
Nope. Like how? Everything's free. So we'll be open all day, but from 6 to 8, we'll be doing this event. Walk in, come. We'll sit down, talk to you about any and all the technologies we have. We've got representatives from BTL, the company, bringing extra equipment in for demos.
Ooh.
So we'll have our equipment running. We'll have their equipment running. Anybody that wants to come in for a demo, see what it feels like, check us out. We will be able to explain all the technology in detail. We have 3 BTL devices there now. We have the M-Sculpt Neo, which I'm telling you about. We actually have a new device that's really fascinating. It uses some of this. It's called an M-Cella. It uses the same technology for muscle building, but it's originally developed for incontinence. So, the ladies like to say, well, you know, after kids, I couldn't jump on a trampoline.
Can't sneeze. I can't laugh. all of that.
So this device actually strengthens the pelvic floor. And you said on the device, I think there's a picture of it on our flyer, but it's a chair. You sit on it, fully clothed. You just come in, sit down, and it sends the radio frequency up through your bottom to strengthen your pelvic floor.
Okay,
that's why we're calling our core to floor event, floor to core. It's strengthening your pelvic floor and your core strength. So we can strengthen all of that area with this. So I think I read a study that maybe out of 30 people that they tested the M-Cella on, completely cured 6 of incontinence. I think a high teens number significantly helped them.
Sure.
So really good results from the M-Cella. for incontinence. What they're finding out, though, is there's other benefits to it. There's for men and women, there's some sexual health benefits. So don't want to elaborate too much on the air on that.
I mean, but, we don't care.
But if you want to come in, we can go into detail and explain the machine, set you down on it, let you try that out.
Okay.
So yeah, we're excited about that. We have a third device called a Cellutone. A Cellutone is a vibration device that helps break up cellulite. So we can use that as well. Yeah, so those are our three BTL devices that we'll be kind of highlighting this evening in our event.
Okay.
And we would love for people to come in and just check us out. Again, you can come in for the BTL event. We'll be more than happy to talk to you about our laser, which can do, I've got a list here I want to look at.
Yeah.
Dark spots.
Hey, tell me all about it. I'm interested.
So our laser, we have what's called the Aerolase Neo, which is one of the newest, latest, greatest lasers on the market. It's amazing for acne. We've had amazing results for acne treatments.
That's great.
Acne scarring. It can take care of, we have a lot of folks coming in for facial hair. We can do small area hair removal, underarms. We just had a really popular ad on Facebook, TikTok, with treating underarm hair. Small veins, skin tags, scars, psoriasis, melasma. The laser's just, it has 36 different indications, so it can do a lot.
Oh, great.
We've got the HydraFacial. Probably not a lot of guys, but a lot of ladies have heard of the HydraFacial. When it comes to facial machines, the HydraFacial is the machine. So we're doing the HydraFacial. We've got the new facelift machine. We also have radiofrequency microneedling, neurotoxins, fillers, IV hydration. We have a lot of people are coming in now for what's called a skinny shot. It's just a once a week shot, has B12, has some amino acids and a few different things that'll help with metabolism and maybe help you lose a pound or two. So let's see. We are looking, I guess, the next step in our evolution. We've been adding on more and more as we go. The next step is going to be some physician-led weight loss programs that we're going to be working on. We've not got that fully developed yet, but we're really excited about starting some of that in the future.
Love that. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, all of the things that you've just mentioned, while some of them may seem cosmetic, it is all about your health, right? Mm-hmm. Inside and outside your body.
Yeah.
And so what you all do here is just one more thing. You know, you should be going to the gym or working out. You should be eating right. Mm-hmm. You should be doing all of these things. But it doesn't mean you can't boost yourself a little bit, maybe exactly. Get rid of a wrinkle or two. And all of that is good for your health.
You know, whether it be your mental health.
Yeah, it is, mm-hmm. For sure.
When I first started getting into this, I had some body sculpting done a couple years ago. I had love. No matter how good a shape I would get in or how much I would run, I would still have love handles.
Yeah.
And I went and had the love. This is before we opened up our shop. But I went and had love handles taken care of through body sculpting. And it boosted my confidence in taking my shirt off at the pool in the summertime. Just really made me feel so much better about myself.
Sure.
It's well worth it.
It's, you know, and that's great. And listen, life's hard enough. We don't need to be worried about, you know, silly things like love handles and whatever. Well, I'm sure you are very handsome with your love handles. I'm sure you feel much better without love handles. And, you know, same with women. And, you know, if you have the crow's feet or the, which I think crow's feet are cute because that just means you smile a lot. If you want to keep something, keep your crow's feet because that's just like character.
I would like to have mine taken care of. I just don't have the time to do it. We're so busy.
You're so busy.
We have all this great technology, and I don't have time for it.
I know. That's I remember working at a salon in college. It was like, well, I guess I'll get my hair done sometime when, you know, never. Yeah. But no, I get that. So what are your what are the most popular, I guess, services that you all offer?
Sure. We started doing the toxins and fillers about, I'm going to say, a month and a half, 2 months ago, and that's becoming very popular.
So would that be, like, for lack of better words, Botox, like what people know of as Botox?
So Botox was the first one out there.
Yes.
It's the oldest. People, when they talk about toxins and neurotoxins, people just use the term Botox in general. We use a product called Jeuveau, which is a new toxin. It's maybe, and we think it might last a little longer, be a little better product. So we use it. It's all pretty close. Fillers, there too. I know there's some folk, there's some pictures out there online. We're doing the puffy lips, the lip flips, and they're looking pretty good. You know, I'm not a big lip flip person, but for those of you that want it, we can do it. And
yeah. And so the lip flip is kind of cool if it's your thing. It takes, like, you just got to have the right look for it, you know. Yeah. But instead of actually, I mean, you could probably explain it better than I can, but instead of actually getting like a filler throughout your entire lips, they just inject like one place and it kind of puffs it up, right? Like kind of rolls it up a little bit.
I might have to defer that question to our RN, but I think they do more than one inject. I think at least two.
But it kind of just like
that brings this top lip up,
pulls it up instead of like you're not injecting a bunch of stuff all throughout your mouth.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a little actually a lot less invasive than getting those fillers put in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another thing, I guess I'm looking through my list and I didn't mention yet.
Shame on you.
We have physician grade skincare. So we carry two products. We carry Zio, which is Zeno Baji. A lot of people heard of Dr. Baji. He's been one of the leading physicians in physician grade skincare. Okay. So we have Zio products. We also have Elastin, which is another one of those really high end physician skincare products. So we carry all of that complete lines, so you can walk right in at any time and buy those.
Oh, so you can just walk in and buy them. Okay.
Yeah, I would recommend coming in. If you come in for a consult, then we can have our folks come do just a complete look, check you out completely, and give you recommendations on. You
know, that would
they're
be
the experts. So
the best thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. And make sure that you don't have any skin sensitivities or anything like that you would, you know, have to worry about. Okay, well, that is so cool. And you guys, so the best thing to do is come into the event tonight because you can kind of see all this stuff in action.
Yep. Yep. Trial it. Get on, try a demo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like fun. And the event's free. Do you have food?
There will be some snacks.
There you go. We're easily bribed by food here. It's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's we're really excited to have folks come in. If you can't make it 6 to 9 tonight, you can give us a call, drop us a line on Facebook, set up your free consultation. We're in there 6 days a week. We're taking Wednesdays off right now because we're working every Saturday, long hours. But we're in there through the evening. So yeah.
So you can, so even if you're working or whatever, you can find a time to get in there. And you know, that's cool. And, you know, this is very professional and this is, you're talking about, let's just be honest. There's probably some people out there doing some of this stuff that it's kind of a side hustle. It's not, you know, their main goal. And I'm not knocking anyone by any stretch of the imagination, but you guys are, you know, the experts. Mm-hmm. Like you were telling me off the air that the girls have gone and done like lots of training. Can you kind of explain that, like anatomy and stuff?
Yeah. Well, so with the tri-lift, it has to do with muscle stimulation. There's a couple different machines out there that do muscle stimulation in the face. We chose this because it can be personalized. But with this machine, you've got to be trained very well. So they've went to training. They understand the facial anatomy, the muscle structure. So they know which muscles to strengthen in your face and which ones not to. So you don't want to strengthen the muscles that are going to make you frown. You want to strengthen the muscles that lift your face back up.
We want to go this way, not that way. Yeah.
So they take training. They've been through multiple trainings with the Botox and the fillers. Or I say Botox, with the neurotoxins and fillers.
Yeah.
They've been flying all over. They were in Cleveland for a few days. They were in Miami for a few days, you know, taking a lot of extra coursework and learning from experts on the best ways and the tips and tricks that can get you the best results. So we're excited about that.
Very, very cool. And all of this available right here in downtown Jackson.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I keep thinking that's the exciting part is we're offering things that you're just not going to find anywhere close.
Sure.
We're offering things that you would typically have to go to a very high-end spa or medical clinic in Columbus to get, and we've got it right here.
You know, that's awesome. So you mentioned the IV things, and I know. So the first time I ever saw that, my husband and I are down in Key West, right? And there's like, I don't know if you've been there or not, but there's billboards everywhere for this Dr. Ivy thing. And I'm like, what is happening? They're like, we'll come to you. If you're hungover or whatever, you can lay out by the pool and get this IV put in you and whatever. And we're like, this is genius.
We've got it.
So, yeah. So now it's a thing right here locally.
Yeah, we have a couple different IVs. We'll be expanding what we have more and more. But currently we have just a standard hydration IV. And then we do have the Hangover Helper, which has some anti-nausea.
Hey, medicines. We've all been there and needed that, right?
So, yeah, I want to start advertising at some of the local establishments. We just haven't got there yet.
Hey, I have a brewery, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, evidently our Jello shots are a little bit off the chain. But so what would be some of the other IVs that you offer?
Well, currently we just have the two. We've got the but there's so much out there. There's different ones with combinations of vitamins and minerals and
like
and
I know medicines. During COVID it was kind of a thing where people were really trying to amp immunity. Up the different. Yeah, immunity vitamins.
Yeah, and that'll be, we'll eventually have things like that.
Awesome.
It's been a real challenge to get with these pharmacies. You have to be, so much paperwork, so many approvals, and back orders. It seems like they're everywhere we go, they're back ordered on something. So we've had a real struggle getting the materials in for those. But we've got some now, and we're going to, again,
awesome.
We have three different pharmacies we're working with to get what we want. So I'm thinking over the next few months, we should really expand what we have there with that.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So how does one make an appointment?
Sure. You can, we have the Facebook marketing going on. You can follow the links right through Facebook and it comes right to everyone's cell phone that works in the office. And we'll call you back real quick. You can call our front desk, our manager, Lacey. Her our office number is 740-577-5422. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on TikTok. We have a website, endlessrejuvenation.com. So, yeah, give us a call. Stop in.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, come in and just see everything. Now, tonight is obviously the perfect opportunity to do that. You can kind of get in there and actually see the stuff at work and all that.
Sit on the chair. Try the M-Sculpt Neo out. We'll probably just have the large applicators for the abdominal. We won't have the arms or any of that going. We may. I'm not sure what the how many devices we'll have or the folks from BTL be bringing. But, yeah, we'll more than happy to try give anyone a try.
That is so fun. And again, it's right here in Jackson. Who knew? Yeah. Big city spa right here in small town America.
It's great. We're seeing people come from all over. We've got clients from Point Pleasant, from Wheelersburg, from Portsmouth. We've got people coming from Athens and Waverly. It seems like about an hour radius from Jackson. We're getting people from all over, just excited that we're here. We're excited we're here.
Yeah, very, very good. Well, we're excited you're here too. Although I did give him some you know what for not bringing something to do something about all of this right here on the air. I would have totally let you.
Yeah. We can figure that out for the next time. We'll bring Whitney up.
That sounds good. Well, is there anything else you wanted to tell our viewers while you're here? I know you have a list. He seems so prepared.
I think I've covered everything that I wanted to mention online, but just come up and see us. If you can't, give us a call. Come in at any time. If you want a demo next week, you can't make it tonight, give us a call. We'll make sure you come in there when the machine's not in use, and we'll get you on it.
Okay, very good. So that's the thing. Like, you're not stuck. Like, if you want to make an appointment, just come in and see, you know, some of the stuff in action, perhaps, or talk with someone. That's okay too. Yeah,
consults are free. Come in at any time.
Cause this is like a big deal, you know, and a lot of this stuff, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, you know, you want to do it, but you might have some questions.
Sure.
And that's fair.
And, you know, everybody wants to know, you know, what we have, what we cost, what we do. Come in for that consult. That way we can look at you specifically and kind of come up with a game plan on what your goals are and what we can do for you. Then we can all sit down and talk about price, financing, when we can get you in.
And that's the thing, too. Let's just be honest. Some of these things are not, like, shall we say, cheap. No. These these devices, these services. But there are, I know that you all will work with folks on, you know, like payment plans and that kind of stuff too.
We offer three different financing options. We have Cherry Financing, Care Credit, which a lot of people are familiar with, and Affirm. So we offer three different financing options for some of these larger packages.
Okay, very good. And so don't feel like, oh, that's just, I can't, there's no way, it's out of my reach. Don't worry about that.
Right.
They'll work with you.
Confidence and you know, being proud of what you look like means it's worth a lot of money.
It is. You're right. It's priceless. Let's put it that way. All right. So you want to talk about the fair? You want to talk about 4-H?
I haven't been there in a long time.
Me either. No, it's just a few years ago we weren't there.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, you did steers.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was kind of a, you had a, your family had a farm, yeah? Mm-hmm. You still have that?
Some of my family, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not out there farming anymore?
I'm not out there.
not dragging a steer around the fair anymore, huh?
I would not do that. Too much work.
I know. Those things are hard.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's worth it. And, you know, it is a good, would you trade your 4-H though?
No, it's great. It was a great time. A lot of good memories.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of fun there. And the fair is a great time. But it's just, and I've always said that, you know, you meet so many different people that you would have never met otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I met you at the fair. You probably don't remember, but I met you from
there. Oh, yeah, I remember.
When I was the horse queen.
Isn't it crazy? There were people, people would sleep on their steers in the barn at night.
Yes.
And on their, people just lay around. They'd be sleeping in the barn.
Yeah.
It's crazy back then.
Yeah. We didn't have campers.
Slept in the back of my dad's truck the first year.
We were not that fancy back then. We definitely were not spoiled. Let's put it that way. We had to do it all ourselves. And, sleep in the barn and all that fun stuff. Get up at 5:30 in the morning. And ugh. Anyway, and it was 350 degrees outside.
Always.
At 5:30 in the morning, it felt like. So, well, Brian, it was really good to see you again.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Come back anytime. And if you are interested, once again, could you tell everyone how to get hold of you all?
Sure. So we're at, I guess I didn't say the address. We're at 213 Main Street. Some of the GPSs say 213 East Main Street. We are catty corner from the courthouse, a couple doors down from Michael's Ice Cream across the alley. So we're right there in that main strip. Come in and see us. Phone number is 740-577-5422. EndlessRejuvenation.com, EndlessRejuvenation on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
There you go. If you can't find them, I don't know what to tell you. But right there, kind of catty corner from the courthouse. You can't miss it. Mm-hmm. You're right beside, our production brewery and Clark Law.
Yep, in between.
Very good.
Big purple sign.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can't miss it. Done by, I think, our friends is at Printing.
Yes, so, it was. Yeah. Very nice.
See, it all comes full circle. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll let you get out of here. We know that you have a very busy evening planned.
Busy day. Excited to see people.
Yeah, so come on out tonight to their open house. It's going to be a really cool thing.
It'll be great.
Yep. All right. Well, Brian, get out of here and go help the old wife plan this thing out.
Got to get it ready. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank
All
you.
All right. We'll see you. All right. Here's a message from our friends at the Vinton County National Bank, and we'll be right back.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
All right, and we are back, and we're going to all talk about what first thing we would have zapped at Endless Rejuvenation when we get back. But before that, let's do the weather forecast for today. About a 60% chance of some showers out there, and not such warm temperatures, or not warm. It is going to be warm, but not hot temperatures. Highs of 71 today, lows of 61. For tomorrow on Friday, a pretty good chance of rain out there with highs of 76, lows of 60, as you can see. And then on Saturday, that chance of rain as well. And as we get on through the weekend, beginning of your work week, a little bit warmer, and just that pesky chance of showers. So, you know, just kind of follow the weather forecast every day and see what it is doing, and or just look out the window. And that's what the weather forecast is.
Weather forecast this week is blecky.
It's blecky.
Yeah.
Well, you and I, we were all talking off the air, and it's like, so the temperatures are not, you know, it's not hot. It's, you know, don't we love 70s? Like I do. I think 70s are, but it's not, just that overcast, like.
Yeah, it's not when there's no sun and it's raining.
Yeah, it's just like hard to get motivated when it looks like dusk outside all day long.
It's true. Yeah.
So. All right.
It was sunny for about 10 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And then that wind started, my goodness, in the evening. That was crazy. I kept thinking, are we going to get a storm? And it never rained
or
anything.
Yeah, the storm never really came, but yeah, it looked like it.
That wind was nuts.
Yeah, it looked like it was about to get nasty.
In my bedroom, like I'm right next to the wall when I'm on my PC. And it just kept sounding like the wall was going to fall down or something. Like
that's
it
not
sounded
good.
Terrible. Like the wind just blowing.
It was just blowing
and
right through there. Yeah.
It was awful.
And sounds my game bad. Just
turned off. Power went out.
Yep. All right. So what would you have zapped first, James?
I don't know.
I would just be like
basically
head to toe.
Perfection over here. So like.
All right. Well, I'm going to say all of it.
All of
just
it.
Start zapping, man.
You're going to start at the top start at the bottom?
I don't care because we're going to go head to toe anyway. So just all of it. Just zap me everywhere.
Yeah. I want to sit on that weird little blue chair.
I know. The thing that looks like a porta potty.
Yeah. Looks like a clean porta potty.
A very clean one. Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
No, that's good. Yeah, as a woman, it's not fun when and all the women out there know when you get the sneezies or the coffees or the jumping on the trampoline, as he said, or start laughing. Sometimes things happen, so that's what that's for.
That's
pretty
what I've heard.
Cool. Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
Yeah, don't ask questions.
Do not ask questions about things in which you do not want to know the answer.
Correct. All of that.
Yeah.
So what the heck is going on, James? I know that I am assuming that they have not yanked the submarine up out the water yet.
No updates on the submarine, unfortunately.
Boy, this is
very sad story.
It's a very sad story that is coming out, and it's a horrific story, and it's as you say, nightmare fuel for sure.
I got Dylan saying nightmare fuel. I heard him say it yesterday.
Yeah.
What was nightmare fuel in your speech?
Okay, so we were doing like TikToks and stuff yesterday. Uh-huh. And we uploaded the video. For some reason, it was uploading where like it was like cut in half, but that half was like still the full video. Then the other half was also the full video.
It was making weird profile pictures. It was like duplicating everything and making
it terrifying looking.
Oh,
it was weird. It was a little weird.
This is what technology is terrifying sometimes.
That's true.
Has a mind of its own.
Yeah. But hey, speaking of TikToks.
Yes.
Me and Dylan were not doing any dances yesterday.
You weren't?
We did not do any TikTok dances, but we did make some TikToks.
Okay.
And there's a very good reason that we made the ticks and the talks.
The ticks and the talks.
Because I'm an old person now, and I don't understand the things that kids like anymore.
Kids today.
Dude, it happens overnight.
I know.
It really does.
It's
you
like
just
welcome
wake
to
up,
the world of adulting.
You just wake up one morning and realize you're an old man and don't know what anything is anymore. And
yeah.
You don't like anything because it's different than it was 20 years ago.
Because it's stupid because kids today.
It's so bad. Like, just it just happens.
So one thing that I don't understand, and maybe it's just because I don't have a good memory, is Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I know that's how everybody communicates is Snapchat.
I think Snapchat's like done already.
Is it?
I don't think people do Snapchat much anymore.
I think everybody communicates via Snapchat, okay, don't they?
So Snapchat's still very popular and a lot of people are using it. But personally, I don't like Snapchat.
Because you forget what someone sent you and it just disappears.
It does disappear.
So it's like someone could send me a message and I'm like, okay. And then like the next morning, I'm like, wait, what did they send me? And then it's gone.
My sister used to send me pictures of her kids on Snapchat. And it's so annoying. I just like, I like seeing my niece and nephew, but I am deleting Snapchat because I do not.
I don't even open it anymore.
I don't like it because it's like dull conversations. Like you're sending a photo of something and talking. So you'll be saying like, okay, how was your day? And meanwhile, you're sending a photo of like Kroger. So it's like, okay, so you're at Kroger's, but we're talking about how your day was. It's just, it throws me off. It's weird.
I just don't understand Snapchat. I know that that's the only way that some people communicate. I don't get it. That's just my two cents. Anywho.
Anyway, the reason we should we make Snapchats, Dylan?
No, we should not.
No. I'm just kidding. But the reason we were making TikToks yesterday is because something we did last year is coming back next week.
Yes.
And we're just trying to get the interest going, you know.
You got
Yeah, so next Thursday, live from Rowdy's Smokehouse, Homegrown Happy Hour with Ben Davis Jr. is back.
It's back, it is much bigger this year.
It's many more dates. We're going to be going for 14 weeks. Last year we did 4. This year we're doing 14.
That's a lot of weeks.
It is a lot. It is a lot. It's going to be a lot of great music, a lot of good barbecue.
Yes.
So live at Rowdy's Smokehouse next Thursday, that is June 29th, we will have the first episode of season 2 of Homegrown Happy Hour with Ben Davis Jr. featuring John Reisner and the Raccoon Creek Rangers.
Nice.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know John, he is probably more known for making instruments than playing them, but he's very good at playing them too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So that's the neat thing about the Homegrown Happy Hour. I mean, number one, it's live, which is really, really cool. But I think it's kind of, you know, goes back to the roots of the old school, you know, radio shows where you actually got to meet the artist and talk with them and learn about them. Mm-hmm. And it makes them so much more interesting, I think.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a modern twist on an old fashion kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then the other exciting thing about this year from last year is we will be broadcasting on 2 stations this year.
Oh, cool.
So we will be broadcasting on WYRO 98.7 like we did last year, which reaches here in Jackson up towards Chillicothe, out toward MacArthur.
Right.
But we will also be broadcasting on WXTQ out of Athens, which reaches all of Athens County and into Vinton County and Meigs County a little bit too.
Nice.
So more chances to listen. So if you are out of our regular broadcast range, or well, out of YRO's broadcast range, you might pick up the XCQ broadcast. But of course, if you don't live in either area, you can still listen online with the Total Media Radio app. Just select either one of those stations.
There you go. Yeah. And you will be able to tune right in.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really exciting. Yeah. So every Thursday, starting next Thursday, running up until the end of September, I don't remember the exact date, but it's the week before the Apple Festival.
Okay.
Into September.
All summer long. Wow. Yeah.
So very exciting. Lots of great music live from the porch at Rowdy's Smokehouse.
Love that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so, and I think Ben will probably be in one day next week on the show to talk about it.
Well, we always love to have our good friend Ben here.
Hopefully not bring us Jello shots at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So if you're a Jello shot fan, come on into the Sixth Sense Brewing because the staff there has been working diligently to make some really obnoxious ones.
Sounds like they're
from what we heard.
Yeah.
Mama Jen did not approve of this Jello shot madness.
Yeah. So like in my mind, Jello shots are exclusively a party thing. that you have in your 20s, not a thing that's available for purchase at a restaurant.
Hey,
but
don't you want to relive your youth? Well, we were just talking about being old.
Yeah. Well, apparently Courtney did. And realize that once you reach a certain age, you probably should not be doing Jello shots on a Wednesday.
I mean, every day is a good day for a Jello shot.
But
now, disagree.
Now there's a thing in town that can help you in the morning, though.
Yeah, and then you can go get an IV at Endless Rejuvenation.
It's true. They did say they had a hangover cure.
They did.
Hmm. You think it's like a raw egg and tomato juice?
No, I think it's like an IV with a whole bunch of good stuff in it. Ever heard of a red eye?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So let us know in the comments, what is your worst memory of Jello shots? Jen, you go first.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You're like... I plead the fifth.
See, this is the thing about it. It's a catch-22. You've had a good Jello shot. You don't remember. And you can't tell the story.
Yeah.
See, typically when you get into the Jello shots, you're right. You know, it is a party situation where you probably don't have any business doing it anyway. But it's just like, they're so fun. Like, who doesn't love Jello? Like, I don't care how old you are. Jello's fun. Except for if that's all you can eat when you're getting a, you know, before your colonoscopy. Can have Jello.
How about going to like college parties that had Jello shots? Did you ever go to a party where they had like Jello wrestling?
No, but that sounds fun.
I remember one of my friends, they filled a kiddie pool with Jello.
No, they did not.
And they were like wrestling in it, and then they had like a slide or something going into it, like a slip and slide going into the Jello.
Are you sure you're not talking about old school?
No, this was real. This was a real thing. Dylan, that is what you have to look forward to in college.
Yeah, there you go, Dylan.
Finding creative things to do with Jello.
I guess that sounds kind of fun.
It depends on who you're wrestling.
Mm,
no, I don't want a jelly wrestle. No, like a slip and slide into Jello sounds cool.
It does sound fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like every kid's dream, like swimming in Jello. Only normally that doesn't really work. You just kind of can't breathe. Mm. But in that scenario, it sounds fun.
Yeah. I remember, I shouldn't tell this, so I will not say any names, but I remember someone at said Jello party. Coming out of the house wearing a Speedo, looking needing some of that endless rejuvenation love handle help. In a Speedo, just taking a full belly flop into that thing of Jello, and now he's like a respected school teacher or whatever. And it's just like, man, the first time I met that dude, he was like jumping in Jello wearing a Speedo, and now he's like, you know,
mature
shaping the youths.
And God, isn't that scary?
Yeah. And that, Dylan, that is what will happen between when you're 20 and when you're 30.
Yes. So all of that.
That people will go from diving into Jello in a Speedo to like being a high school principal.
Yes, exactly.
or a banker or whatever.
You will go the whole gamut together of all of that.
And it happens overnight.
Yes.
And you will start hating whatever kids like.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So overnight, I'll just start hating TikToks.
Well, no, TikToks will be old by then.
Oh, so yeah. Kids TikToks won't, like won't it even be a thing.
Yeah, it won't be a thing in 2 years. Then. Yeah. It'll be something else and you'll hate it. And I won't.
It will be the MySpace.
I won't even know what it is.
That's what are how these whippersnappers talking about?
I won't even know what it is.
I'll bet you do.
I don't know.
It's kind of your career to know this stuff.
I didn't say I was good at my career.
I think I beg to differ on that. No, I can remember in college. This is crazy. There was this fraternity that had every year they had this party called the Buffalo Bash.
Yeah.
And So they would take literally those, like, you know, those giant, like, brute trash cans.
Yeah.
And fill them with hairy buffalo. So, like, all kind of Everclear. They made it with Everclear, which I don't know how we didn't all die. But so, they would put gum and candy and fruit. And, you know, hairy buffalo is kind of like, if you think about, like a sangria almost, but, like, way trashier than that. And, but they would fill these trash cans and you would just take your cup and God knows what other things people put in there. And we all thought that was a good idea to drink that.
My main memory of Everclear is people pouring shots of it and then setting it on fire.
I could see
because it's basically gasoline.
Because it's, it's like, I don't know what proof it is, but it's like basically all alcohol. Yeah. Like they didn't even sell it. I don't even know if they still sell it in Ohio. Don't sell it in Ohio. They didn't sell it in Ohio forever. You had to go to West Virginia to get it.
I'm pretty sure they do, but I could be wrong. It's been a long time since I have.
We're not really in the Everclear market.
I don't know that I ever purchased it myself. I'm pretty sure I didn't. But I definitely remember that being a thing.
Yes.
Setting it on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's what leads to the Jell-O wrestling, Dylan.
The Everclear.
Yeah.
God, we shouldn't teach him this stuff.
No.
There are knitting clubs and book clubs at college, Dylan, that you should join.
College libraries are fantastic.
They are fantastic. Just, you'll meet the love of your life there probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just read
performing
books.
Performing arts.
Yes.
Yeah. Music. Yeah. Just endless opportunities to learn.
Yep.
Not Jell-O wrestling.
That's part of it. Hey, speaking of silly college things, I watched a movie the other night that you had told me was hilarious. And I didn't believe you. I was like, there's no way that movie is actually funny. It looks terrible. It looks so stupid. And I watched it the other night and you were absolutely right. It was hysterical.
What is it?
The Vacation reboot.
Oh, my God.
With Ed Harrison.
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms, yeah.
And Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Is it not?
It's hilarious.
It's the funniest movie no one's ever seen.
It looks terrible. And it is terrible, but it's hilarious.
Debbie do anything.
It's hilarious. But yeah, the part where she goes back to like her old sorority and tries to do all that stuff again. And it's just like immediately just starts vomiting.
Dude, if you have not seen the new Vacation movie, it is literally hilarious.
It's pretty funny. The little brother,
the
that's
little
like,
brother makes
that's like
the whole
so
movie.
Crass and just horrible.
He's
is,
such a jerk.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
He's like suffocating.
Yeah, he's like putting bags over people's heads and trying to suffocate them.
So it's like there's a little brother and a big brother, but the big brother is like a big wimp and the little brother is just a jerk
just
and he just
nightmare.
Beats the crap out of him the whole movie.
Yeah, the little brother is pretty hilarious. He's just so terrible. There are so where I live is a lot of foot traffic. And of course, school's out for the summer, so a lot of kids are just have nothing to do, so they just wander around. And there's a couple kids that walk by every now and then. They are exactly like that younger brother. They're just like shouting curse words at the top of their lungs for no reason, just like throwing rocks at stuff. I was like, oh my God, those kids are just like the worst. But like, also, I know I was exactly the same way. When, I
mean, right?
Maybe not like exactly the same way, but... I was probably just as insufferable.
Probably. Because we were all little jerks at some point.
But yeah.
Some of us grow out of it. Some of us don't.
Yeah. But the little kid in that movie just perfectly captures like what it is to be like a 14-year-old little jerk. Just the most obnoxious 14-year-old ever.
Yeah. And then hilarious. Did you watch... So did you watch like the not for TV version or did you watch the
I watched it on HBO Max.
Okay. Yeah. So where the dude's got the remote and he's trying to explain to them how to work the remote in his underwear.
In his little tight underwear. Yeah.
I think he was just trying to show off his six pack.
Yeah. Dude, Chris Hemsworth is funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's really funny. Like, people forget how funny he is because he's, like, all hunky and stuff.
Yeah.
but like he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's very funny in that.
It is.
And his like, I'm Australian trying to do a Texas accent was also really funny.
I didn't know he was Australian. That's hilarious. But
because he just sounded kind of like Crocodile Dundee trying to do it. I mean, it was very funny.
No, you please watch that movie.
Yeah, that movie is surprisingly funny.
Yes. Like there's so many parts to it. I watched it for the first time on a plane and I had gotten stuck between these two like dudes. And I'm just sitting there like freaking because Jamie and I got separated and I'm just sitting there in between two strangers, dying.
Showing him Chris Hemsworth's bulge.
Showing him his six-pack.
His six-pack.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, really funny. If you liked the original Vacation movies, you will love this one. So, and Chevy Chase is in it.
Chevy Chase does have a couple pretty funny bits.
They have.
When he's trying to take the guitar out of the display case. Still funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Dylan. Do you know who Chevy Chase is?
No, I do not.
Do you know the movie Vacation?
Yes.
Like the new one or the original one?
Yeah, I watched it.
You watched the original one?
No, like the new one.
Okay. But did you know that that was a remake or a
reboot
or
whatever? Like, have you watched Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
So Chevy Chase is the main guy. Is Clark Griswold.
Oh, okay. So you were going to say that Cousin Eddie guy or something.
I was a little disappointed.
That's Randy Quaid.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that Randy Quaid didn't show up in that movie.
Yeah, well, I think he's just busy having meltdowns now.
No, Randy Quaid is doing like autograph signings at like Comic Cons and stuff now. And have you seen a picture of him recently?
No.
Dylan, look up, search Randy Quaid 2023, find a pic. So show Jen a picture of what he looks like right now. I'll give you a hint. Do you remember when they pulled Osama bin Laden out of that hole that he'd been hiding in?
I do.
That's what Randy Quaid's got going on right now.
I think it's very sad. He obviously is a very talented actor, but I think sometimes what makes folks very, very talented also is a curse, like maybe some mental illness or something like that. Yeah. And I think that he certainly had went kind of over the deep end there.
Yeah. I think I think you're right. But you got any damn bait is will forever be one of the greatest movie
got
lines.
Any damn bait going on the damn tour.
Now, are there any damn questions?
Yeah, you got any damn bait? Yeah. I think no. All of those Vacation movies were funny in their own right. Mm-hmm. And then Vegas Vacation comes out years later, and you're thinking, "There's no way that it's going to be funny."
It's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny too.
The one when they go to Europe, I've not really seen in its entirety.
there are some lines in that one that are
Are there three? There's only three, right? No, four.
No, there's four.
I was forgetting Christmas Vacation. Yeah. Because Christmas Vacation is a little bit of an outlier.
Yeah.
Because they don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those movies are hilarious.
Yeah, I'm putting it in now.
Okay.
But the Vegas Vacation, I watched. I don't know what year that came out, but I saw that a lot when I was younger. Because it was on TV.
I think it was like when I was like in college, so probably like late 90s.
Yeah, it was on TV a lot when I was a kid because it was relatively new. It is kind of funny. Like the original Vacation looks pretty good. Christmas Vacation looks pretty good. The European one, they must have like really slashed the budget on that one because it looks way worse than the rest of them.
it's pretty out there.
Okay, I think this is it.
That's not a bad picture.
That kind of looks like Randy Quaid. Yeah.
And there he is with Chevy.
Yep.
He didn't look too bad in that picture.
Chevy Chase does not bode well in the newest Vacation movie. He looks a little...
like he needs some endless rejuvenation.
Yes, to say the least.
Yeah.
Oh, Randy. No, he is a very talented...
He didn't look too bad in that picture.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. That's a good picture, actually. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. But yeah, I was a little disappointed that he didn't show up like doing something crazy.
Yeah.
That'd been good.
Give me some of the yellow. Don't get cheap on me.
Yeah. I was looking up to see if there's any updates on this submarine.
This is such a sad, horrific. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like this is my nightmare of you know, going down underwater and not being able to resurface and just being stuck there until oxygen runs out. If you don't know what we're talking about, there's this company that sends people down to the Titanic in this like capsule vessel kind of, it's not really a submarine. It's a submersible. And it got down there and I don't know that anyone knows what happened, but they think it got stuck somewhere it couldn't get back up.
Yeah, Well, it was connected to a larger boat, right? And then they lost connection.
That's somehow. What I don't understand. Yeah. I'm like, how do you just send that thing down there and like, isn't it tethered to something or
whatever? Says it is a remote operated vehicle. So I guess it was being controlled remotely from somewhere else. And that signal
somehow it lost its connection or something. And like we were talking about, you know, I don't know anything about this technology, certainly. But there are what, seven people on board?
Five people.
Most of which who have paid, you know, $250,000 to go down there to, well, probably to their death. But you would think that there would be like a backup system or some sort of, like Jamie was like, why couldn't you have like an like a balloon, you know, tethered to, I know it's 2.5 miles down. So the Titanic lies on the ocean floor 2.5 miles under the water.
Mm-hmm.
So think of how deep that is.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you have like a, you know, some kind of buoy or something that could be released that could go up to kind of show your, because they're looking for a needle in a haystack out like literally in the middle of the ocean, and it's not good.
I don't see it in this article, but I saw somewhere that they were 900 miles from the nearest coast and 2.4 miles down.
So you think about how long it took someone to find the Titanic, and it is, you know, the size of 4 football fields. So you think about, or whatever it is, you think about trying to find a little tiny submersible.
Yeah.
Which the irony of something going down to look at something that
the fact was that the
lost
Titanic,
for so long, the and then famous, now this is lost.
Well, and the Titanic's like the most famous like nautical disaster of all time, and then it just here we go again.
Yeah. The irony in that does not go unnoticed. However, the problem with the thing, I mean, well, there's obviously a lot of problems with the thing, but like you said, even if the thing would resurface,
they can't get out of
it. There's no oxygen left in it. Even if you made it to the surface, you cannot open it from the inside. I'm just going to tell you, my claustrophobia is at an all-time high right now, just thinking about situation, not even being remotely part of it.
Well, it's also small. It's only 21 feet how big this thing is. And it's got 5 people inside of it.
So I don't know how long this room is, but probably close to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Jinx.
And now I can't talk. And to have paid $250,000 to do that. Awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, would you have any desire to, like, I went to the Titanic exhibit at COSI and I saw the artifacts that they had pulled up, like the beautiful china and all of the, you know, the it was like a bell or something, like ginormous, or no, it was a ship's whistle is what it was. You know, all of that stuff I got to see, and I loved that, but I don't have any desire to go down to it. Yeah. Like,
well, yeah, I do think there is a pretty big like market for just like things like that. People that are just like want to collect these like trophies of like things that they did, like climbing Mount Everest, like
correct.
That you think that's like a difficult thing to do or whatever. But the reality is it's just huge million, probably billion dollar like tourism
industry. Yeah.
And people are, they're just like lining people up and shoveling them up there like all the time.
And hopefully you don't die, which it's dangerous. You know, again, a lot of people do.
Yeah. Cause it's dangerous. And they're just like treating it like, you know,
it's just they're explorers to, or they love well, that thrill
that,
of
that paid, you know, $200,000 to have some, you know, someone risk their lives to scurry them up there just so they can take a selfie and brag about it.
Yeah. Like any desire to do that?
No.
Me either.
No.
I feel like I love the ocean. I think, you know, it's an absolutely amazing creature in its own right. But I think I'd get in a space shuttle and go that way before I would go down 2.5 miles into the ocean.
Yeah. Nah.
Because there's no chance of coming back from that, like, if something happens. So.
No.
But who are we?
Yeah. I don't know. But, hey, remember.
Evidently a bunch of wimps.
Yeah, absolutely. But remember, today at 6, right?
Yes.
The Endless Rejuvenation Open House.
Correct. 6 to 8. 8-ish or 9-ish,
yeah. And I believe the radio will be there. Matt McKee. Cool. He's going to get some body sculpting.
Nice.
But yeah, check that out. It sounds really cool.
Please do.
That is something that you're into. It sounds like it's a pretty awesome resource to have local.
Right in downtown Jackson, you know, things that people are driving to all the big cities to get done, you can get done right here in Jackson, Ohio. So that is an amazing thing. Again, we know the things, some of the services are not cheap, but they can work with you on financing as well. So it's just about feeling better about yourself and, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Whatever you do, you, man.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you look better, you feel better.
Yeah.
You know, mental health, it may seem, what's the word, like superficial.
Yeah, but, or selfish or something. But
you
know,
look, like you look better, you feel better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. All right. Well, very good, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in. And what is today? Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
Tomorrow's Friday. Maybe we'll do some news tomorrow.
Maybe we will.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great day, and we'll see you then.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
This just in.
The Telegram News has a new website.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Same dedicated coverage.
Same trustworthy news with a brand new look.
Covering Jackson and Benton counties and surrounding areas.
Locally owned and operated, TheTelegramNews.com has its finger on the pulse of the community.
Stay up to date on local events, high school sports, and breaking news.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Subscribe today at thetelegramnews.com.
Check it out.